after the massive success of Basic Instinct, Paul Verhoeven could do whatever he wanted in the 90s. What he chose to do next was to bring NC-17 to the mainstream in Showgirls. Nomi Malone will be a star. She knows it. The problem is no one else does yet. Fresh to Las Vegas and with no connections, Nomi takes a job as an exotic dancer at a club named Cheetahs. Showing impressive abilities, her talents are quickly noticed by Stardust Casino headlining dancer Crystal, who senses an opportunity to bolster her own act, but Nomi won't play second fiddle and soon begins her venomous path to the top, ruthlessly backstabbing anyone who gets in her way. However, karma has a funny way of catching up as Nomi learns that being a Vegas showgirl has a harder and more brutal edge than she'd ever have dreamed of. I'd heard a lot about Showgirls. I had never seen it. I was too young to rent it, and I sure as heck wasn't allowed to watch this thing. But now we live in a world, 2023, where a lot of people have their own private websites, and pornography is everywhere.
Showtime.
When this was announced by Vinegar Syndrome, I thought, now is the perfect time to give Showgirls a try. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell. Elizabeth Berkley, coming off Saved by the Bell in the early 90s, bears it all. And gives a performance.
Where are you from?
Different places.
I'm not going to say it's as bad as people said it was going to be, but her performance, it's not good, but I have respect for it, because not only is she dancing, I mean, to learn the choreography is one thing, to bear it all with confidence is another, but to deliver lines...
Nice dress.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace.
You know, Verhoeven, could you direct some dialogue, maybe? Paul Verhoeven wanted to go over the top, and boy, did he in Showgirls. Even the Twin Peaks of Kyle MacLachlan couldn't save this film as far as performance. Everybody acting in this seems like they're high on cocaine or on this other level of camp. That's a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie, I had a lot of fun watching this. I am a sucker for Las Vegas. I just love the feel of Las Vegas and performance, the scale, the epic shows, and you get all that with these amazing set pieces. The lighting is fantastic. The cinematography is amazing. The camera movements are great. It's just the performances are so campy and over the top that it takes away from any of the artistry that is behind the camera. But yet there's still some sort of guilty pleasureness to this movie. It fits right in with the Vinegar Syndrome label. Showgirls was a box office bomb, but fortunately there was home video, and it turned out to be one of the most rented movies in the 90s. And likewise, now that Vinegar Syndrome has put out this massive release, it's become one of their best sellers. Showgirls comes in a magnetic box with the new artwork on the front. And on the back, it says Hot Girls. So we open it up with the magnet. We see on the left here, we have Hot Girls, Goddess at the Casino, Stardust, Famous, World Premiere Nightclub. So these are all references to the movie. And then we have the Showgirl on front, Nomi's backside. And her backside again on the other slipcover. And then we have the standard poster here. Comes with a 4K UHD disc with the movie and two Blu-rays. One the exact same edition on the Blu-ray. And then a Blu-ray of new and old special features. A wonderful booklet here of pictures and essays talking about the film, and it's just, it's one of those collector's items, And if you're a huge Showgirls fan, this is an epic release. And on the back it has, or on the inside, Private Dance by James Smith, A Crave Club Saturday, another reference to the movie, and a nice bookmark. There's some archival special features and new special features in here. There's a More Than Vegas interview with director Paul Verhoeven, which is an archival interview talking about the film. You Gotta Gamble If You're Gonna Win, interview with screenwriter Joe Estrados. And this is a new interview, and Joe doesn't hold back. He says that he only agreed to do the movie with Paul Verhoeven because they fought so much on Basic Instinct that he thought, hey, that was a success, so let's do Showgirls and let's fight again and make another epic movie as long as it's successful. But they ended up fighting and the movie turned out how it turned out. But he's still very happy with the audience that came around on it and the cult following. All That Glitters, filming Showgirls, interview with cinematographer Joe Sficano, performance lighting designer Paul Morris. This, they go into like the set pieces and how they lit certain scenes. Particularly, they rented out a casino for a lot of the big shows inside the movie. And it was a very interesting interview, giving, you know, how they lit certain things in the background. So if you're into that kind of stuff, that's a great interview. The Rhythm of Chaos, interview with co-editors. Again, they're talking about how they cut the film together to give the pacing that it has. It's just a great behind-the-scenes stuff here. Free Lap Dance with Every Large Popcorn, The Cult of Showgirls. This is an interview with the Midnight Mass podcast host. Another great feature in here. And a special featurette, A Showgirls Diary, and a lap dance tutorial. So if you want to learn how to do a lap dance, you got it right here. Showgirls, of course, is not for everybody, but I had a good time watching it. It is definitely a memorable piece of physical media. Did you guys pick up Showgirls from Vinegar Syndrome? Let me know in the comments. And if you've seen Showgirls, let me know your thoughts as well in the comment section below. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.